Love this song. Because the things and gains I had went to my head. Step outside, summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. You ain't ever gonna bum my heart out. Here we go. Come on, everybody, you know the song. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we's walking on by. My soul slides away. But don't look back in anger. I heard you say. Yeah. There you go, Pete. You picked the best song of the day. Love that song. Love Oasis. I shouldn't say that. I like the songs I like of Oasis, I absolutely love. And I happen to love that one. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Of course, the Carton Roberts. Sorry, that's just force of habit. Carton Roberts Show. Carton Roberts Show. I'm losing my mind. Craig Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. Right here on The Fan. Force of habit in the overnight. Just giving you my name. It's obviously the Carton Show with Chris McMonagle. Right here on The Fan. So a lot of Harbaugh today. And yeah, look, we went over it a bunch. But I'm going to say this. And it's not easy to say. It's really not. It's very difficult to say. I find it very, 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 very difficult to say because this organization has given me no reason to say it, to be totally honest with you. I know I defend the Yankees a lot and what they're able to have accomplished and how consistently good they are. The New York Giants are the opposite. The New York Giants have been an organization that haven't been able to get anything right in a long time. They haven't been able to get a coaching hire right. They haven't been able to get a good, you know, the draft has gone poorly. Everything. I mean, the seasons are dead by October over and over and over again. They can't blow this one. And I don't think they will. And I know now the fear is, and I heard Evan and Sean talking about it before us, and Craig opened the show with the idea that, you know, come Monday, we could be looking at a Buffalo Bills job that's open. We could be looking at a Philadelphia Eagles job that is open. And yes, that's the truth. And I don't see any way that they're going to be able to hire John Harbaugh before that. But if they can, I'd be into it. I do think I'm willing to wait and see if Mike Tomlin becomes available. Because as much as I love Harbaugh, I do think I put Tomlin just a little bit ahead of him. But the fact of the matter is the New York Giants right now, despite everything, and we didn't really talk too much today about Joe Shane and what it the impediment that he might be in this situation. And it sounds like it's not that big a one. But clearly, if Harbaugh, Tomlin, whomever, but clearly Harbaugh is the man of the hour, if he doesn't want to work with Joe Shane, we all understand that that needs to happen. He needs to go. But as I sit here today, as difficult as it is to say this, I think the Giants are in a great position. I think this coaching search, clearly I want Harbaugh. I still want Harbaugh desperately. I want him much more than any other candidate, and that's why I'm willing to play the game. I'm willing to play the game. I'm willing to play it out. I don't have to rush to sign Harbaugh because I believe in this job. I believe that the Giant job is as good as any. And the reports have been all day that Harbaugh feels the same. I heard Connor Hughes tell Evan and Sean that everything he's hearing is that the Giants are the destination that, as of today, John Harbaugh does desire the most. And it is an appealing job. And I don't know what's going to happen in Philadelphia, and I don't know what's going to happen in Buffalo, but I can tell you this. What was once a coaching carousel of a bunch of names that I had no interest in. As Joe Shane was leading the search for this next head coach, and we were hearing defensive coordinator after lousy hire, and it was like Mike McCarthy and nobody else with experience. And suddenly Kevin Stefanski has opened up, and now clearly John Harbaugh has opened up, and who knows who else is next? Because with the coaching jobs opening up, yes, there's fear of the Giants losing out, but there's also other coaches that could open up. Mike Tomlin could be available. And not only that, like that job, I'm sorry, and I don't believe, and call me crazy and naive, I don't know if Harbaugh, who built a legacy for 18 years in Baltimore, wants to go take on the Buffalo Bills job to go beat the Ravens. Like, I just, or take on the Steelers job if Mike Tomlin leaves. Like, I just doubt that he would go to any place that would give him the best chance to win, no matter what the circumstances are. I think he wants to come to the New York Giants and rebuild this franchise, and he's been given the best opportunity to do that. A young quarterback, a talented quarterback who everybody believes in. Go talk around the NFL. Everyone believes in him. We had Schlereth on. He believes in him. Under a rookie contract for the next 4 years. With cap space, because you don't have to pay the quarterback, because you don't have to pay your rookie running backs, because you don't have to pay your young wide receiver, because you don't have to play your young defensive star, and hopefully that's exactly what Abdul Carter becomes. This is a good spot. And I am big game hunting, and I'm not afraid, and I'm not running to go sign another coach if Harbaugh wants to wait. If Harbaugh wants to wait, we'll wait. We'll wait. Because this is the job. This is the place to be. We are the New York Giants, and they will get this done. I don't know why I feel so confident about it, but I do. And even if they have to fall back, there are good fallback hires. They're not who I want. We'd all be disappointed, but I can't scream for a day that Stefanski's a good hire and then get too pissed off when he's gone. Or I can't tell you that Mike McCarthy deserves another opportunity in the NFL and his record and has won a championship and everything else, and then scream and cry if he's the hire for the New York Giants, other than to say the greatest candidate that I could have possibly hoped to come free is there for the Giants to go take, and they need to go take him. And then we talked a little bit about the Yankees as well, and you can call about the Harbaugh situation, the coaching situation, at 888-808-1019. I can tell you right now with the Yankees, you heard, we talked about it before, Edward Cabrera has been traded to the Chicago Cubs. And if you look at it, if you look at the trade and what they got, it's a minor league you never heard of, plus Jason Dominguez. That is the trade. That is the equivalent of what Miami gave. What Miami got from Chicago. So they are looking to trade for a starting pitcher. And I don't know if the medicals were the issue. I'm sure they were. The Cubs seem to be okay with the medicals, but he's been injured a lot. And right now for the Yankees, the whole reason you're looking for another starting pitcher is because you're concerned about your injury situation with your pitching staff. Cole's not going to be back till June. Rodon's not going to be back until May, right? You've got Luis Gil, who's coming off pretty much hardly a season with a shoulder injury, and just who knows if he's the type of pitcher who could stay healthy. Cam Schlittler threw a bunch of innings. Max Fried threw the most innings of his career. Clark Schmidt's coming off Tommy John. Like, the whole reason you're looking for another starting pitcher, because right now they're loaded in the starting pitching department. But the reason they're looking for another starting pitcher is because they're unsure about the health. So to go trade for a kid who, yes, has some control, you would have him for the next 3 years, and he's got great stuff, and if healthy, under Matt Blake's tutelage, I would think would turn into a very nice pitcher for the New York Yankees. So I would be all in on him. They decided not to, and I think for the reason that Cody Bellinger is holding up the offseason is starting to piss me off. But let me just say this, right? There's still Mackenzie Gore out there, and there's Peralta. And I think the New York Yankees right now, today, should go out and see what the package, like, Peralta is the guy for me, and I think it's less of a package because there's no control. He's a rental. He's making $8 million this year. That's the pitcher they should go target. Go target that starting pitcher. You don't have to give up, hopefully. I don't think you'd have to give up Dominguez or Spencer Jones. Maybe you would. But even if you have to, you do have two of them. And if one of them has to play left field because Bellinger ends up leaving, then that's the way it is. But we got to start doing business. So to me, Cabrera's gone, fine. Go out and get Freddie Peralta. They have to go trade for a starting pitcher. They have to bring in an outfielder. And for the New York Mets, like, as we get closer to the end of this offseason, and pitchers and catchers are what? A month away? Month and a week? 5 weeks away? This team right now, they don't have a baseball team. I don't care what anybody says. McLain, we're hoping. What do you have? 7-8 starts, Pete? He's going to be the ace of your staff. I understand why you think that's plausible because of the way he pitched in those 7 starts, but 7 starts from a rookie pitcher. Cam Schlueter was great in the postseason. Do I think he's going to suddenly turn around and be an ace? I don't know. You can't count on that. There is no rotation. There is no outfield. And there's a payroll that we all expect the owner to keep to his word, and I believe it, that he's going to be willing to go spend all this money. But on who? Who is this? Who is Stearns willing to go spend money on? If the rumors are true that Tucker's market is collapsing, because we talked about this, a lot of the teams in baseball believe he's got some sort of lack of passion for the game. That has actually, I've heard that multiple places, and now you're seeing Kyle Tucker, who, let's be honest, the dude's got a 900 OPS. He had some career. He had close to it. He had a somewhat of a disappointing season last year. Go look at what somewhat of a disappointing season looks like for Kyle Tucker. He is an excellent player. His market is collapsing. The Mets have money in desperate need of an outfielder. Yes, he doesn't fit. He's a right fielder. You'd have to move Soto to left. Right? It's not the perfect fit that Bellinger would be. But at some point, you have to bring some talent to this team. Who are they willing to go pay? That's what I would ask a Met fan. Like, I know the Yankee shill, he's yelling about the Mets again, he's so full of crap, the rotation's fine. Is it? I don't think so. They need a top-of-the-rotation guy. How are they going to go get it? I know there's reports that, you know, Buster only said that he expects the Mets to come away with either Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez. I would prefer Suarez. Let me see him give that. Let's see if David Stearns is willing to give the kind of contract. Because Imai's contract completely came crumbling down from where we thought it was going to be at $200 million. He didn't even want to get involved. Now, that's fine, right? There's some rumors about him off the field. They're saying they didn't love his, they weren't enamored by his stuff. At least that's the report of the Yankees. And clearly the rest of baseball kind of agreed with the Mets and Yankees. But at some point, you know, it doesn't matter if the Marlins feel that way. They can't go sign him. The Mets can go sign an $18 million contract and have it blow up in their face and just keep them moving. Like, at some point, you're going to have to take a risk, and I don't know who David Stearns is willing to take it on. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls here as we take you till 720 and Nets basketball. We got the Knicks coming. Knicks back in action tonight off of their devastating ass beating by the Detroit Pistons. So they'll be back in action tonight at the Garden. See if they can get back to their winning ways off a four-game losing streak. And we got the Nets coming up as well. 888-808-1019. Jones in Passataway. What's up, Jones?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. January 7th, I'll allow it.
Yeah, listen, man. It's still a weekend. But I got a two-part question real quick.
Yeah.
Which one do you feel is more important that they get right? The Giants getting their head coach right or the Jets getting their quarterback right? And if either one gets it wrong, which one do you think has a long term damage effect? That's my question right there.
I think the Giants have the better chance of getting the coach right, because I do think there's three viable candidates that would be a good head coach for the Giants. I think there's the slam dunk hire of Harbaugh, but I think if they end up with Stefanski, I think they've got a good head coach. I think if they end up with Mike McCarthy, I think they have a good head coach. So I would say there's I do think, no matter what happens on Monday, I don't know if they're the fourth best option. No matter how many teams fire their coach, I wouldn't say the Giants are the fourth best option. So I think they get one of them. If they get the wrong one, yeah, I mean, it's a disaster.